Welcome to episode 94 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about keeping our focus in light of Christmas. Let's dive in. I don't know about you, but this is the season where we just get so wrapped up in the hustle and the bustle of just stuff. It seems like from Thanksgiving all the way through the new year, we're just constantly going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, and we forget to slow down and realize the real meaning of this season. Now, I don't know about you, but when I just look around at the culture today, it just seems like everyone is distracted with, well, something. And maybe it'd be, you know, maybe it's like meal preparations or gift giving or family visits or, well, whatever it may be, it just seems like we are so distracted from the center. I want to read you a few statistics, and I know, you know, statistics kind of, you can kind of make statistics say whatever you want it to say, but I found these studies interesting when I'm looking at this idea of just being distracted. Listen to these. It's been reported that the average teenager exchanges 4,000 text messages every single month, which on average is about one text every 6 minutes that the teenager is awake. That is so crazy to me. It's also been reported that 53% of people check email while driving, and office workers typically check email up to 40 times every single hour. And interestingly, one study found that Americans check their phones on average of 80 times a day while on vacation. And some even check their screens more than 300 times every single day. It's also been reported that 67% of people check their phone for messages or alerts or calls, even when they don't notice their phone ringing or vibrating. I have to confess, I've done that many times where I feel like this little thing in my pocket. I go, whoa, and I look, I'm like, oh, there's nothing. Now, awkwardly, 75% of Americans admit to using their phone in the bathroom. And 30% of them say that they never go to the bathroom unless they have their phone with them. And 35% of Americans check their phone before getting out of bed in the morning. Aren't those just kind of a sad reality of our culture? I don't know about you, but the next time you go into any public place, just look around and notice how many people are not on their phones. It is so sad to me that, you know, you go to a restaurant and here's a family gathered together, or, you know, you see this date happening and they're not talking. They're just staring at their phones. That is like so heartbreaking to me. And yet it seems like in this season of the year, we are more distracted than ever. And yet this should be the season where we are more focused than ever before on that which is truly important, Jesus Christ. I love Psalm 46, verse 10. In that verse, God reminds us to be still and know that I am God. And I've had this pondering recently that, is it possible that we actually can't fully know God unless we slow down and be still? And yet we've kind of allowed ourselves to fall into this position where we don't like stillness. It seems like now more than ever before, we're all just so, we just need distraction. In fact, you know, I'm working on a project, so what do? I turn on some background music. Why? Because I just need this little buzz in the background. Or, you know, we go to the coffee shop because just having that little hum of activity and things, just, well, it just helps us focus. See, we're like a whole culture of people who are just needing distraction. And how often do you just turn everything off and just sit quietly before the Lord and just, wow, bask in knowing who He is? Well, that seems like it's getting more and more rare these days. There seems to be a connection between this idea of slowing down, being still, and pausing, and this idea of thinking and pondering. See, we're so just going that we actually don't know how to think well. Thinking actually is an exercise. It's a struggle at times. And the only way you can think deeply about something is to actually take the time to do so. And unless we slow down and be still and pause and ponder, well, we'll never actually be able to think deeply about, well, anything. And here's God in Psalm 46, verse 10, telling us that in order to truly know Him, we must be still. And I think the reasoning is that if we don't slow down, if we're not still, we're actually not able to deeply ponder and appreciate and think about who he is and all that he's doing, and just basking in the reality and the richness of who he is. Psalm 34, verse 8 reminds us that we are to taste and see that the Lord is good. And yet, how will we ever taste and see that the Lord is good if we expect everything to be a quick fast food reality of spiritual life? See, if we're just racing through life, and if we're just trying to tip our hat to God on occasion, and we're just trying to go, 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 and we're trying to, well, God, you can include yourself in my life as much as possible, but we're seeing it as a microwavable solution or a fast food restaurant kind of a thing, you'll never truly taste and see that the Lord is good, because that takes time. It takes stillness. It takes time to ponder him and to think deeply about who he is. I've been captivated as of late with the book of Colossians. I love what Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 tells us. Paul says that in all things, Christ may have the preeminence. And it's this idea of the centrality of the person of Jesus Christ. You realize that everything, especially our lives, is to be centered upon Jesus Christ. And that is true every day of the year, but perhaps even more so this season. This is the season we celebrate Jesus. This is the season where we're really worshiping him. This is the season where we're celebrating the fact that he came as a man so that he could die for our sins. That is so rich and so amazing. And yet we're lost in the hustle and the bustle. There's a reason this season is called Christmas, because the whole focus is to be Christ. This is not gift-mas. This is not family-mas. This is not busyness. This is all about Christ. Let me ask you, have you been distracted this season with all just the goings-on of just the season? Have you been lost in the cooking and the baking and the family times and the gift buying and the, well, whatever? It's not that those things are bad in and of themselves. It's just they should come secondary to the reality and the focus that we are to have on Jesus Christ. It's interesting that it's only been the last several years that I've truly enjoyed Christmas. I used to work in retail, and I always hated this season because it was so busy and so just crazy that it just lost the joy for me with Christmas. But it's only been recently where I've truly said, okay, this is all about Jesus, and I want my focus to be him, and I want my love and my delight to be him, and I want to increase in my love and my affection and my joy of Christ. And it's in the midst of all that, wow, when he becomes the centrality of my life, when Jesus, as Paul says in Colossians, becomes the preeminent reality of my existence, or as he says in chapter 3, verse 4, Christ, who is our life. That the defining characteristic, the defining quality, the defining person of our life is Jesus and Jesus alone. See, that is to define us. And I want to encourage you this season, don't be distracted. Don't just get lost in the hustle and the bustle and the busyness of just Christmas. Rather, let your life, let your focus, let your delight all be centered upon the one whom the season is all about. Jesus. And on a fun side note, don't buy into the consumerism. Don't buy into what the culture is saying about this season. Remember, the season is all about a person named Jesus Christ. May we find our delight, our love, and our joy in him. Well, I hope that's just a fresh encouragement and exhortation for you. If you like just more resources to dive deeper into the Christian life, I encourage you to check out the show notes for this episode at deeperchristian.com/94 for episode number 94. And as a reminder, there are hundreds of articles and podcasts and resources to just encourage your faith and deepen your love with Jesus Christ and your knowledge of the Word of God on the deeperchristian.com website. Well, until next week, know I am cheering you on as you build your life completely around the one whom the season is all about, Jesus Christ.